The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome, or polycystic ovaries and uterine fibroids. For those of you who don't know about these diseases, it's a good thing because they're incredibly common. When we look at the United States, 5 million women in the U.S. are challenged with PCOS, or the polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it can start as early as age 11. Our girls are getting cycles earlier. If they're having pain in their cycles, get them into their doctors and get them ultrasounded. Approximately 20% to 80% of women, boy, that's a big range, develop uterine fibroids by age 50. In 20 to 80%, which means that we don't have a handle on exactly how much is going out there. We've got Rudy Dragoni, compounding pharmacist, Clark's Pharmacy in Carefree, Arizona, clarkspharmacyaz.com, one of the world's leading experts in the use of bioidentical hormones. He's the guy who doctors call Rudy. Is surgery always warranted? Is that the only way we're going to be able to do anything about polycystic ovaries and uterine fibroids?
No, not at all. If you find out why we have polycysts in the ovaries to begin with, it's usually due to a hormonal imbalance. And if you balance the hormones correctly, again, there's a high probability of actually shrinking the cysts and, in some cases, getting rid of them altogether. The use of progesterone is very important. High doses of progesterone will negate the cysts, and over time they'll start to shrink. As they shrink, they'll make less of the bad hormones that they're making, okay? Because they're making hormones to reinforce themselves, to grow, okay? And by drowning them with progesterone, you wind up seeing that the cysts get smaller and smaller and smaller, and women become more womanly. I have to tell you this story, Decker, because it's very emotional to me, and it really proves it outright. I had about 10 years ago, we were dealing with this with other people, and I was at a karaoke place, and we're buying karaoke discs, me and my daughter, and I'm dressed like a schlep, I got sweats on and a t-shirt on, and I see this lady in front of me, and she looks like a truck driver, full beard. Big gut on her, no butt, big shoulders, balding up on top. And I go, she's got polycystic ovarian disease. I can help her. And my daughter said to me, help her, Daddy. And I said, I can't. Look at her, I'm all dirty and stuff. She goes, help her. So I sent my daughter outside at the time. She's 19 now. She was only 9. And I turned to the lady and I said, look, call this doctor. I'll pay for the test. I want you to take it. And I know I can help you. And within 3 months of helping her, the beard almost went down to a little goatee. She started to get the hourglass design, okay?
Okay, got a woman butt started,
there was a woman. She started to come right back to become womanly. And when she walked in about 3 months later, she looked at me and she just started to cry, okay? But more importantly was when I left that day from that karaoke place, I talked to my daughter and I said, you know what, I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to help her with the testing and get her the medication she needs. And she started to cry, and she said, you know what, Daddy, you don't realize to that lady, you were an angel. She needed that. And she had said to me, the lady actually said to me, I've been praying for somebody to help me. And it just happened that way. And we really were able to help her a lot. But the whole idea is, again, hormone modulation. Okay. Look at the hormone personality when a person is there and what like that. I mean, see where the levels are. If a woman has levels that are that of a man, okay, do what you need to do to decrease it. If a man has estrogen levels of that of a woman, do what needs to be done to decrease it. And sometimes it's just supplementing with, different like DIM or chrysin or zinc.
Chrysin, okay? Things that block natural aromatase inhibitors, things that block the conversion to estrogen. Gotcha.
Exactly. Okay. And other things are to reinforce or to block the formation, like dihydrotestosterone can be blocked with a salt palmetto. So depending on the individual, you can help them with different supplements to modulate the hormones so they can become more manly or more womanly, whatever they need to be able to, get back into balance.
So, Rudy, you've been talking mostly about PCOS, the polycystic ovarian syndrome. Does the same thing apply for uterine fibroids? And can you explain to me something, how when I looked up the statistics on this, that they used a statistic of 20 to 80% of women will get these by 50? How, I've never seen a medical statistic that was like you either have a size 4 foot or you have a size 10 foot. I mean, there's some things in cardiology that are goofy, but how is that, and when you're talking about progesterone, does that also apply to the uterine tissue?
Yes, it does. And it's interesting that you said that, because I had a patient that she came to me and she said, 2 years ago I went and I had uterine fibroids. I had 6 uterine fibroids. And last year I went and I had 7 uterine fibroids. And I go, and now, and she's been on the synthetic hormones. And then she says, I want to try the bioidentical hormones. And we tried the bioidentical hormones. And each year, she went and she had them burned off, okay? So now she comes, and we put her on the bioidentical hormones, and she comes and she has 1 fibroid. And she complained to me. She goes, I thought you said we weren't going to have any. And I said, I go, wait a minute. You know, seeing the trend of things, you should have had 8. Okay, and we got down to 1, because remember, though we are giving the bioidentical hormones, we're still fighting against the estrogen-causing chemicals that are found in the environment, in the food, the hormones that are there, plastics, okay, and all the other toxins that we have to fight against, you know. So all I said was, like I had said in the previous segment, using the hormones correctly will decrease the chances of these things happening. Okay, and sometimes you even delay it for a few years. Will it stop it altogether? There's no way of knowing because of genetics and what environmental things they're being, you know, exposed to.
So, but if also I'm hearing you right, if somebody's diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome or uterine fibroids, there seems to be 2 people that they need to discuss this with. One is either a gynecologist, a naturopath, or a compounding pharmacist that understands their how to run and test their individual hormones in order to give them therapy. And then the other thing is a surgeon. They should be looked at both. Is that right?
Whenever anybody comes into the office, and I'll have the doctor who will send me the patient's the hormonal levels, and I see a very high estrone, and they have symptoms as if they would have some type of fibroid or cyst, I would say to them, have a sonogram done. Make sure that the cyst hasn't led to cancer already, you know, because, again, these hormones are meant to be able to keep people in the normal range. If the if the cysts or the fibroids have made so that they're outside of the normal range and they're making a lot more of these hormones, which can lead to cancer, okay, once they have cancer, there's nothing to do but try to get rid of it and cut it out, okay?
Rudy, if somebody goes on therapy, how often do they need to follow up and get checked? Because you're talking about individual hormone patterns, and I assume that they're going to be dynamic. They're going to be changing throughout one's life. So is it you go on the hormones, and then you wait a couple of years, and you see how you do? Or how do you follow up if you're going to start?
At the very minimum, especially in the very beginning, you should be doing it like every 6 months, at the most once a year, okay? Uh-huh. But I really prefer when they're having high problems, because I'll get them in and the patients are a nervous wreck. I mean, they're one step away from being institutionalized. And when that happens, I want them done every 3 months. I want them checked every 3 months, you know, and make sure that we're going down the right pathway.
Okay. We are talking to Rudy Dragone, Clark's Pharmacy, clarkspharmacyaz.com, polycystic ovaries and uterine fibroids, can surgery be avoided? The answer is maybe. The answer is that you should first get these hormone levels checked after diagnosis, initiate bioidentical therapy, and talk to a guy like Rudy Dragone, who may keep you away from the surgeon. Maybe even a good chance of keeping you away from the surgeon. Rudy, I can't thank you enough for being on with us today. We are going to beg you to be a regular on this show.
Anytime, guys. I really appreciate disseminating the information.
This is Rudy Dragone, and we are at Radio MD and RadioMD.com, where you get the opportunity to download this and listen to this again. I know I will.